Simon & Schuster Audio presents Searching for Always by Jennifer Probst. Read by Madeline Mabee.
Prologue. Officer Stone Petty was having a shit day. It started with some type of brownout that killed his alarm and made him late. He despised tardiness in all forms and enjoyed a morning routine that set him up for the day. Hot black coffee, toast with butter, and real bacon. None of that turkey junk. Reading the paper, a quick shower, and taking his damn time. Instead, he raced to get cleaned up and dressed, forced to skip everything, and stuck with the horror that was called coffee in the station. Not even officially on duty, he'd been forced to stop a teenager speeding, dealing with his general mouthiness and hormonal idiocy that hadn't taught him yet not to talk back to people in authority. After a few hours on his beat, a foul smell in his squad car drove him crazy. He finally pulled over, trying not to gag, and discovered a pile of dog crap buried in a paper bag in the trunk. Sons of bitches. It must have been a boring night at the station since one of his coworkers had decided to liven things up by pulling the literal tiger's tail. He loved his job, but sometimes he wanted to beat the hell out of them all. Boredom was the worst crime in the police station and drove the guys to entertain themselves. On a slow fall night in Verily, yes.